As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Long time voice and capital. Let's bring in Craig Laughlin. Craig, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. How you feeling on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
I'm feeling pretty darn good. I like being up 1-0 rather than being 0-1. I hope they play well tonight, because you don't want to go to Montreal 1-1, I don't think.
Now, with Ovi, the game-winning goal in overtime, something he had never accomplished before, and this guy's highlight reel is going to have a ton of things on it, you know, being the all-time goal scorer, and he's already won a Stanley Cup. But for him to exercise, Craig, that demon, what's that mean for him, you know, getting another thing off the bucket list with still much more to go in this playoff series alone?
Well, it's a positive because it gives the team confidence. It gives him confidence, not that he needs any more, because he's had, I think, arguably one of his best seasons ever. It's a 39-year-old. It's just amazing what he's been able to accomplish with the big goal to pass Gretzky, getting his first overtime game winner in his like 45th or 46th game. To me, it just means the Caps are for real, that they can make a long run here in the playoffs. And it starts with their captain. Like, a lot of people had not even picked them to make the playoffs this year. The pundits out there at the start of the year had them at 10th or 11th spot in the East. They end up winning the East. They're sort of a Cinderella team, you could say, because with all the turnover and everything that we've had here in Washington, a lot of people had wrote us off. And we were already in the playoffs. We're the first team to make it in March, and we sort of flipped with our play, and then they flipped the switch. It was amazing what they did in game one against Montreal.
Well, Locker, I've seen you on TV. You look good. How's the ticker doing since you and I had the same heart surgery?
Not so good in the playoffs, Vinny. Come on, man. There's a lot of ups and downs. A lot of pressure. Hey, 2-0, you're supposed to make it 3-0, aren't you? But everyone says 2-0 leads the worst lead in hockey. I don't know if it's scientifically proven, but it happened so often, so I wasn't surprised that Montreal was going to push. We couldn't get that third goal. If the Caps make it 3-0, the game's over. They sit at 2-0. Montreal is able to have a push, and they end up tying it up. And that didn't look good until Ovi scored in overtime.
Now, Locker, I thought that the Caps came out playing. I mean, they were dominating. I mean, the first two periods, really. I mean, they were physical. I mean, they were hitting everything that they could see, especially, you know, the Wilson, McMichael, Dubois line against the Caulfield line. I thought that was impressive. And the goalie for Montreal saved them. Otherwise, it would have been, you know, 4-5-0.
Yeah, Montembeau was definitely a difference maker. He's a big goaltender. He's had an excellent year. Didn't seem to have any problems in his first ever NHL playoff game. I thought he looked very good. I wouldn't place any of the blame on him. So they're going to have to face him again tonight, and he's a good goaltender. Both the goaltenders that will face off against each other, over 30 wins each on the season. So, you know, it came down to that first period. That was the best first period I had honestly watched in like 2 months. Like, they came out like the Caps in January and early February, and they weren't playing like that down the stretch. I was surprised they were able to just flip the switch and get into that mode. You got to remember, Montreal is way smaller, way younger. So you've got to punish them, and you got to punish them from game one, because it's an effect that's going to wear on throughout the series. So I think the Caps set the tone. We'll see if they dress their tough guy and Jack guy and or nicknamed Wi-Fi because you can't spell his last name. But anyways, I think it'll come down to how physical they can be again and really take it to him. And I thought Dubois' line, you know, you mentioned McMichael and Wilson. They had great chances off the bat because they were laying the body. They were in on the forecheck. Their D didn't know what to do. They're young back there, too. So I think that's got to continue. But it's got to go for 60. I had them down for 45 good minutes. I mean, even great minutes during game one. They've got to play 60 great minutes to go to Montreal Friday up 2-0.
Hey, Locker, I had him down for 42 hits totally in the game. And Ovi, how about Ovi, man? I mean, 7 hits. Hey, that's the best I've seen him play, Locker, engaged for the whole game. You know, playing physical, hitting people, keeping his feet moving, all those things. I was really impressed with Ovi in his physical play.
And, Vinny, I think you're right on. I think he's the guy that drives the Caps bus and has all season. Guys look up to him. Guys appreciate what he's accomplished in his career. But there's nothing more than he wants to do than win another Stanley Cup. And I can really look back on why Ovi's playing better, because I really studied some numbers yesterday during our day off. And it just comes down to that at 39 years of age, you've got to cut back on something, right? And he's cut back on minutes big time. Like, I think in game one, he played less than 17. Whereas in the past, he'd be 20, 21, 22 in the playoffs. To me, playing that 16, 17 minutes, that's a sweet spot for our captain. Because now he plays a two-minute power play, but he doesn't move a whole lot, right? He waits at the far blue line, and then he gets into his office, and he can play 2 minutes, right? Because he isn't really part of the break-in and the entry, and so he plays the full 2 minutes, so that's fine, but we only had 2 power plays, so that cut down on his minutes on that side of the thing. But then he played 13-33, 5-on-5. That's where he's got to use his size, his strength. You nailed it, Vinny, with his skating. Skating so much better because I don't think he's fatigued. I think he can go out there and play like a younger player because they've cut his minutes down. And that means we've got more guys in the lineup that they really have confidence in, that we don't have to rely on him all the time, even though you look at the score sheet, Ovi 3 points. Well, we're relying on him all right, but we're relying on him in a good situation because he's playing less. But he's doing more because his legs are there, his hitting's there, his shot's always going to be there. So to me, what they've done with him this year to prepare him has been something special among the coaching staff.
Are we going to see Protas tonight?
No, I don't think Pro will play tonight. I think he'll play this weekend. I think he'll travel with us and have a chance to play in Montreal sometime. Alexiev will be in the lineup after losing 3 tees up top and chipping 3 teeth out below after taking that stick to the face, but he will play, and I thought he played really well in game one. So I don't see any lineup changes. Logan will start. I don't see any lineup changes for us. There's only one minor change that could happen for Montreal, and that's if Marty St. Louis wants to dress a 6'4", 6'5", 240-pound jack guy on the blue line to add a little bit of toughness that the Capitals, I think, ran roughshod over Montreal in game one.
Hey, Locker, I was pleasantly surprised, you know, because Logan Thompson hadn't played since April 2nd. He was on his game the other night.
He really was. That was a surprise to me. Sometimes goalies come back and they have rust. But Carberry after the game even said that, you know what, I talked to the goalie coach. He said he felt great, that he had confidence in him in game one, and good for him to play that way. You know, I think he's got to be the number one guy. It's what he was all season long. There is no alternating goalies usually in the playoffs ever. So you got to run with your number one guy that you paid a big bucks for. You landed him for a long-term deal. He had 31 wins. He was up there with the best in the biz. You got to put him in, and you got to run with him. And I think that's what they're going to do with Logan Thompson.
Hey, Locker, what did Marty do differently in the third period, Montreal, in the third period? Because, you know, what'd they have, 13 scoring chances to 6 for the Caps?
Well, they had 8 in one shift, Vinny. That was the big discrepancy. If you watch the period closely, the Caps had, I think, 7-1 shots to start the period, and they just couldn't get one past Montembeau. Then that Caulfield-Suzuki-Slavkovsky line stayed out for just about 2 minutes. That's why it's a challenge with that trio, because they've got an engine that doesn't stop. So, right, they can go out, transition, you get the puck out of the zone, but now they'll transition immediately back in the zone. Now you can't make that line change. Now you're dead tired because it's so hard to defend. Defending is stopping and starting. Your legs are burning. You want to get the heck off. You can't breathe. You got furnace face. You just want to get off the ice. And they didn't let the Caps off the ice, and that led to that one goal. And that has to change. The Caps have to be aware of line changes and matchups again tonight. Dubois will go up against that trio. I thought he did a good job other than that one shift. And that was 8 scoring chances or 8 shot attempts during that one shift.
Craig, I know you're consumed with the Caps right now, but how intriguing is this Florida-Tampa series, which started last night as the Panthers started their quest to maybe defend that cup here?
It's pretty amazing, right? Like, I thought playing in Tampa Bay, the highest scoring team in the league, we're going to run roughshod over Florida. I mean, Bobrovsky in net, and then they have Vasilevsky at the other end in Tampa Bay. I thought Florida just played their style. I mean, they're Stanley Cup champions of last year. They took care of it. I think having Tkachuk back is a big bonus for them. I think he brings a lot to the table. I know he had 2 or 3 points last night. I think it's going to be a long series. I think it's great for the NHL to have rivalries, especially in the playoffs, and it doesn't get better in Tampa, Florida, Toronto, Ottawa. I'm surprised at Ottawa a little bit. I thought there'd be more jump and more offense against Toronto. I just didn't think they really put the type of pucks on Stolarz that they needed to be successful. I just thought they let him have an easy couple of nights. So it's been very intriguing around the NHL. I mean, you even look at the Kings game, right? Up 4-0. They end up getting tied up by Edmonton and Connor McDavid. Then they win late 6-5. It's been crazy. But round one of the playoffs, I've always said, there is nothing better than round one of the Stanley Cup playoffs because you don't know what's going to happen and every game will be a battle.